Respect and courtesy to landowners are essential when hunting private land. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. With many hunting seasons in progress or to begin soon, fish and game officials urge hunters to be conscious of their actions and act responsibly when hunting private land. In other words, treat the landowner as you would like to be treated, and treat their land as you would like yours to be treated. Here's Fish and Game Information Officer Roger Phillips.
It's incumbent on people to know where they're hunting and understanding that private land is private, and they should have no assumption that they should be able to hunt there or that they can hunt there. So it's incumbent on the hunters to track down those private landowners, to treat them with respect, and when they get the opportunity to hunt on private land, to really establish a relationship there and have the highest manners and the highest ethics on that private land.
If you don't have permission to hunt private land, but you hunt there anyway, in most states, trespassing statutes apply. And here's what can happen.
Any trespassing conviction where the person is hunting or fishing leads to a mandatory 1-year suspension of their hunting and fishing license. So it's something that people should definitely take seriously.
Trespassing is not an issue with a vast majority of honorable hunters. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.